on Triple M's Ruined Hits for Breakfast. It's comedian and five-star jerk, Lawrence the Moon Man Mooney.
Move on, mate, and just do your Malcolm Turnbull impersonation.
It's Lawrence Mooney!
Let's get him on. He used to be the number one man in the country. Still the number one man in his own household, though. Big Mal, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dits, and hello to you, Roo. I don't need that facetiousness.
Sorry.
Appearing on Triple M Adelaide because I enjoy your company, yeah. And I don't need to get a clip on the way through from you, Christopher Dittmar.
Big Mal, thanks for joining us. Anyway, what did you think of the Banking Royal Commission?
Well, I thought it was a waste of time and money. I mean, you know, surprise, surprise, the banks are ripping us off. Fred, I think, is the expression. And really and truly, a bit of a storm in a teacup, I would have thought, Roo. You know, when you look at it, there's, you know, $850 million gouged from the Australian people. Mm-hmm. But if you atomise that over 23 million people, it's only 36 bucks each.
Yeah.
So... You know, not a bad deal, really, to have the bankers prying into your finances.
Bucks, no.
And, you know, what's wrong with taxing dead people? They're not going to miss it, are they?
Good way to raise money.
Exactly. I was speaking to a friend of mine from Macquarie Bank, and he said he's going to focus on the big issues, and I bought one off him. No, they're never poor. Yeah. I always have something for a rainy day.
Do you have any sympathy at all for, you know, some of the people that lost everything or got ripped off?
Well, I haven't got a heart of stone. I do watch A Current Affair and get a misty, you know, and I'm looking at two aged, self-funded retirees, and they haven't got two, you know, brass reserves to rub together. Mind you, I am very surprised that people bank with Australian banks when there's a perfectly good banking system in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And you can funnel your money back through the Cayman Islands and into your family trust and get unfranked dividends.
Yeah.
Tax-free, and of course, tit short, and the communists want to shut that down, so we'll all be wearing Hessian and living in caves.
All right, let's move on, shall we? What have you been up to lately?
Well, what I've been up to is throwing fondue parties up at the Piper every weekend. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm learning how to make foie gras at a TAFE school.
What's
foie gras?
It's goose liver pate.
Oh.
You know, when they force feed the goose until it's in agony, then they neck it and tear out its liver.
Oh.
The French are barbaric, but it's delicious. Mm. Anyway, and of course, Christopher Pan is always coming up to my place to work out on the rower as well. He loves a trip to Sydney, Christopher.
He really does. Give us a bit of a snapshot of how he sounds when he's at about the 800-metre mark in the 1K-er.
Well, I can take you downstairs right now, and he's on the rower. Here we go. Oh, this is theatre in radio, isn't it? Here we go. And there's Christopher right there.
Enough.
Okay, Christopher, gee, you're going to burst a pooper valve there, mate. He's really going hard at the end. He's no lay-down Sally, I can tell you.
Hey, former PM. I don't know, what's your right title? Can I just talk?
Malcolm. Or the former Prime Minister of Australia.
Former Prime Minister of Australia. Yesterday, our friends across the ditch in New Zealand, it was Waitangi Day.
Yep.
I believe you've got an apology prepared for very prominent New Zealander, Russell Crowe.
Yes, I have. We've never apologised for the underarm imbroglio from 1981.
Right.
38 years on, it's an absolute disgrace. And I want to say to the unofficial ambassador from New Zealand, we are sorry.
Okay.
Russell, over to you.
Oh.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Malcolm. my uncles, the Crows, played for New Zealand. I could have played for New Zealand, but I was too busy being a great actor, a man that, you know, is like a conduit, a converser. But I remember watching it that day. I thought, there's going to be civil war. And Brian McKechnie, he faced the underarm and then he threw his bat. And I thought, there's a good use for that bat, and that is to cave Greg Chappell's head in. But I accept that apology today. And before I go, I just want to say this. Triple M rocks the Flying Fox at Adelaide Oval.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks, Rusty. Good on you. Good to hear from Russell Crowe and Big Mal.
Oh, very lovely.
Bye now.
See you. Thanks, Big Mal. And Christopher Pine. He's training as hard as we are in the gym. Ruined it's on Triple M.